Blog Talk Radio.
But we're not going to talk about that, okay? Don't put me on blast. I hope everyone has had a wonderful day today. I know I'm having a great day and a great month, and today is like the 12th. Sunday I celebrated my 27th anniversary. That's right, 27th anniversary. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Women Are Worthy radio show. For those who do not know, my name is Jacqueline Charles, and I am the host of the show. I basically created this platform to shine the light on the communities in our – shine the light on people in the community. There's TJ. TJ, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
Yeah, because there's feedback. Let me fix that feedback. There's some feedback back there. Let's fix that.
Okay, is this much better?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me continue. I created this platform to amplify the voices for people who in the community who are doing phenomenal things that no one knows about. So that's why I created this platform. Now, the Women Are Worthy and myself, we're available for bookings. We moderate panels. We do motivational speaking, and we talk about health and wellness. We basically promote the plant-based lifestyle or veganism. So for bookings, please contact Women Are Worthy at att.net, or you can contact us at 770-480-2269. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and our handle is Women Are Worthy Radio. Our Twitter handle is Women_Are_Worthy. Now, I had a friend who mentioned to me recently that her son was diagnosed with sickle cell. So for those who know me, I wanted to know so much about sickle cell. I want to soak up the information, and I want to get educated. So I reached out to this phenomenal man by the name of Mr. T.J. Brown, who happens to be the president of a wonderful nonprofit organization called Sickle Cell Natural Wellness Group. When I heard that name, I said, I have to get this guy on my show. And the mission for this organization is that they support health advocacy and they build global awareness for the sickle cell anemia community and outside of the community. The CDC published a statistic on August 31st that states it's estimated that sickle cell disease affects approximately 100,000 Americans. Sickle cell disease occurs among one out of every 365 Black or African American births. Now, I myself had no idea, so I wanted to further educate myself. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mr. T.J. Brown. Hello, T.J.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I am so happy that you agreed to do this show. So, again, thank you for agreeing to do the show on such short notice. T.J., I have a question. You've created this wonderful organization. Why did you create the organization? Why did you feel the need to do this?
Okay, well, I was born with sickle cell, and my whole life growing up, I actually felt like there was need for something more. At the age of 2, I got my spleen taken out. At the age of 19, I had my gallbladder taken out, and it was all because of sickle cell. And it was just very hard. I experienced a lot of pain. I missed a lot of time out of school. And at like around the age of 20, I decided that I needed to kind of change my health because doctors were saying that we're giving all these meds, but they're not working. So you just got to deal with what you're dealing with. So I figured there had to be a better way that I couldn't just go for an answer, basically. So based on the research that I did, and eating certain foods helped me feel better. It made me feel like I can actually go out and share this information to help others.
You know, and I went on your website, and it's very impressive. So I guess the first question I really need to ask is, for those who don't know, what exactly is sickle cell?
Okay, so sickle cell is a blood-related disorder. It stems from the red blood cells, which carries hemoglobin, which is the oxygen. It carries oxygen to the blood, through the blood to the body. And we lack a single letter change in the DNA code. And because of that letter change in the DNA code, our red blood cells lack oxygen, which causes them to sickle, like the crescent of a moon or the sickle that you farm. So our blood cells kind of break down in our veins and picture like a traffic jam. They clump up. It looks like a car accident. It slows down blood flow and oxygen and nutrient flow to all the tissues, bones, and organs of the body. And it literally affects everything. Like you can be affected by sickle cell in your eyes. You can have ulcers in your feet and at the age of 2 have a stroke. You can literally lose. I know people younger than me, I'm 28, they have hip replacement. You know, like I said, I myself, I don't have a spleen or a gallbladder. So, you know, it kind of affects. It's very debilitating, and it affects every aspect of life.
So what is the most common misconception about sickle cell anemia?
Okay, the first one, which is the top one, is that only black people get sickle cell, or only people of our African descent, only people African American. And that's a huge misconception. I've met people of basically every background, every origin that have sickle cell. So sickle cell also affects the Latin community or Spanish community. I've seen people from the East with sickle cell, people in places like India, Bahrain, the Mediterranean have forms of sickle cell, and even Italians. I met Italians here, blue eyes. So that being said, sickle cell affects everybody. It's just prominent in the African-American community.
You know, one of the things, to be honest, how I really found out about sickle cell, and I really didn't do any investigations, was the group TLC. When T-Boz, we found out that she had sickle cell anemia. And, you know, and when they did, you know, I guess when they did, we heard about it, but when they actually did the movie, you saw how debilitating that really was and how it affected her. So I heard it, and, you know, I saw the movie, but then personally when my girlfriend told me her son was, you know, a couple of days ago, he has sickle cell, and he's experiencing some sort of a Beers crisis, which this is the most painful crisis that he's ever gone through. Now, can you explain what is a crisis when it's relating to sickle cell? What does that mean?
Okay, so because this can lead me to the next one of the biggest myths and misconceptions. So when you're in pain, like I said before, your blood cells sickle and start to break down. So when that happens, the body reacts by being inflamed and start to feel pain. She's just literally from the blood and the tissue and the lacking oxygen. You experience pain when that's happening. And it's similar to I've heard quotes from people like lightning striking the bones from the inside out. Your body feels like glass. You know, feels like someone's hitting with a baseball bat. These are the ways people describe physical pain. It's a deep, throbbing pain. You know, it's bone deep. Me, I have a pain threshold, and I have a high tolerance for pain. So, like, if I bump my knee, it'll hurt for, like, a couple seconds, and it'll go away, because that's how sickle cell is. I mean, women that literally have sickle cell as well, they say having babies is a walk in the park. And a lot of women would say having a child is one of the most painful things a human can experience. And for women with sickle cell to say, well, I have sickle cell pain, but having a baby is like a walk in the park. I mean, you must know sickle cell got to be pretty painful. And another misconception about sickle cell because of the pain is pain management. And they feel like people with sickle cell are drug seekers. The medical, all they kind of do is don't really give us much natural options for pain. They give us these opiates and stuff like that. And, you know, we grow up taking painkillers, and then that becomes a problem in the long run. And one of the misconceptions that we're drug seekers.
So when you were diagnosed, and so for your dating life, when did you feel was the appropriate time to tell someone that you have sickle cell? And is there something that they're supposed to do, whether it's a friend or a relationship, when you're experiencing a crisis, what is it that people should do? Like, for example, like my girlfriend and her son, when he's going through a crisis, what advice would you give me on how I should handle it if I'm present?
Okay, well, if you were taking care of someone with sickle cell, you're a caretaker, a parent, or a loved one, or just a simple friend, whenever I start to feel any type of way, like you can experience extreme fatigue, and that's probably one of the first signs that you're probably going to be in a pain crisis, is extreme fatigue, or the eyes get really yellow. Whatever you're doing, just try to rest at that moment. I know life gets really busy and very demanding, but the thing is, if you don't catch it ahead of time and if you don't rest, which every human needs rest, you'll end up losing out on like a week or even a month's worth of your life because you're sick for that whole time. So the first thing to do is rest. Get hydrated, whether you're drinking coconut water or chlorophyll, alkaline water, distilled water. Make teas. Certain teas are very good for sickle cell. Teas like valerian tea, astragalus, mint, ginger. I like to do a medley. I like to mix them up based on whatever I'm feeling or whatever like relief I want. And these things will help. Like take away the pain and also reverse the sickle cell crisis. It'll give the body the oxygen it needs. Hydrating yourself when you're resting, when you're drinking things like the green juice, which can have, like, kale, cucumbers, spinach, celery, ginger, lemons, green apple, parsley, cilantro. When you're juicing those things and you're drinking those greens, you know, you can put some spirulina in that as well. These things are giving the body oxygen. And how I kind of found out about all these things is kind of through anti-cancer research and anti-diabetes research, which these things help across the board with a number of issues that human race as far as health goes. So those are just some small tips that you could use whenever you're getting sick or whenever you feel like you're getting sick is to just rest. Drink a lot of fruit juices with fruits in it and greens and eat a lot of greens because these things supply your body with nutrients that your regular over-the-counter and fast food can't do.
Well, I want to say something, TJ. I want to let you know, or just personally, I am very impressed by you. You know, going through your site and seeing what you're doing with your organization, because your organization, again, is doing something big. And for those who, you know, just joined us, we have Mr. TJ Brown. He is the founder. He is the birth father of the Sickle Cell Natural Wellness Group. It's a nonprofit organization that he has. And that organization not only reaches out to people in the sickle cell or the trait community, you know, he wants them to live a healthier lifestyle. Now, when you created this, What made you decide, because you said you went out and you researched the anti-cancer and those things. So what made you decide to do that? Because most people are comfortable with taking drugs. And one of the reasons I wanted you on the show is because we share something, you know, not just the heritage, but we share, you know, the veganism and plant-based lifestyle. So what made you fully commit to doing this?
It was kind of like experimenting on myself and meeting people that were living that life for 20 years. I met a 28-year-long vegan. You know, he's in his, like, 60s, and you can't tell. It looks like he's in his early 30s or 40s, and he's been vegan for over 28 years, and he eats mostly raw food. And just meeting people that, you know, doctors told them that they were going to die in a few weeks or a few months or a few days from cancer. Meeting people like that, you know, almost a decade or a decade more down the road, and they're like, here I am today, and, you know, this is my story. I decided to help myself, and I, you know, I kind of went against what they thought was my fate. So just seeing that, you know, I first started with drinking the fluids. I was always into teas because I got, like, a Jamaican background, so I was always into teas. The next thing was on my research, things that build blood, because I know that's the biggest issue with sickle cell, building blood, delivering oxygen to the blood cells, to the body. So I looked up things like acai berry, goji, noni, pomegranate. These things I started drinking, and they seem to help so much. Mangosteen is another one. Literally, like, almost every time I get sick and I have mangosteen juice, I drink and I can drink it. I have access to it, and I drink it. You know, I'll probably fall asleep and I wake up with no pain. So a lot of these things really help the body. These things you can find anywhere, and they just the reason why you're in pain. And especially if done right, you know, you also got to cut away from certain things. You know, I kind of went, say I'd go a while without eating a burger, and then I tried eating a burger, and I would get sick, and I'm like, okay, so my body does not agree with burgers, you know, and I cross it off the list of things to eat. So it's kind of like an experiment and going along with just, like, how my body responded.
You know, for those who don't know, and I need to mention this, I think this is the first time I'm making the announcement. I am now the director, the new appointed director for Natural Hair Mag. They have
A
million visits on Facebook, 1.3 million visits on Facebook, and over 800,000 on their website. So I am the director of Life Enhancement, and that's helping people to improve their lives, whether it's, you know, health and wellness, whether it's you name it. That's what I'm here to do. And relationships, heck, 27 years, I better know something about relationships. So, you know, I want to say, because I'm so impressed by you, that you and I discussed this, we're going to have a special section on our page that talks about, you know, health and wellness, and we're going to have Mr. T.J. Brown, I'm officially announcing this, he's going to be a featured writer, where he's going to do just a little spin about what his journey going through, you know, sickle cell and what he's done. So he's going to be featured on one of our pages. I think possibly our first article. He's going to do the first article. I am just so impressed by you, because the fact that most people, TJ, nowadays, you know, it's me. Okay, I'm sick. Let me take care of me. But you chose to go, you know, a step above by, you know what, I have this, others may have this. And that's why I definitely want you to be a featured writer, you know, to do an article, because of the 1.3 million that we have, everyone or someone must know someone who has sickle cell. And there's a question that sometimes we feel that we're embarrassed to ask, but you're going to lay it out and you're going to help us. So that's why, again, I'm glad that you're on the show helping us with this. Now, TJ, what's the difference between sickle cell trait and having sickle cell anemia? What is that?
Okay, good question. That's a great question. And thank you again for the opportunity and everything. Congratulations on the Natural Hair Mag. You know, that's really awesome. I'm really into that. Okay.
Thank you.
So the trait is you're a carrier of the gene. That's simply all it is. You do not have what they would call, quote-unquote, sickle cell anemia or full-blown sickle cell, as you hear some people say. You are just a carrier of the gene. So you're a carrier of the trait. You may experience symptoms. you just have to watch out for overexertion. That's like one of the big things. And you may feel small aches with the weather, but when you have full-blown sickle cell, it's a whole other thing. You're extremely sensitive to the weather. You're extremely sensitive to the cold. You get dehydrated very quickly. You get fatigued very quickly. Nowadays, they do tests. So off the bat, when you're born, they test you. They should test you and should make you aware if you have sickle cell. And I would say anyone out there, doesn't matter who you are, if you're planning on having kids, go get tested to see if you carry the sickle cell gene. And also, you know, your partner, you know, make sure that, you know, you guys go get tested together to find out if someone has the gene, because that's a very important thing to know. You know, because now I have a son and I have to make my son aware, like, you carry the gene. And, you know, you want to make sure that your baby isn't born with sickle cell. And that's one of the best proactive ways of not making continue to rehappen, because it happens when the mother and the father carry the trait. So when the mother and the father carry the trait, almost guaranteed someone is going to be born with the trait when they have – born with the full-blown sickle cell when they have kids. It's like a 50-50 chance, and it may vary, but, you know, that's basically how someone is born with sickle cell.
TJ, I read that, you know, because you sent me your bio, and I'm tearing up right now because at the age when you were diagnosed with sickle cell, they told you that you wouldn't live to see the age of 14. I hope you've gone back to whomever told you that and say, hey, guess what, I'm 28. You know, and you decided to take your health into your own hands and do your research. How important is this that we empower ourselves once we're giving a chronic illness? How important is it for us to arm ourselves and do research on whatever we're diagnosed with? How important is that to you?
It's as important as breathing, honestly. Thing is involuntarily done with the body. Basically, you're sleeping. While you're sleeping, you're breathing. When you're driving, and I think about breathing, that's how important it is to take all matters into your own hands and do your research and learn and know about your environment and what you're putting into your body, you know, for yourself and for your loved ones. Because a lot of times we have our loved ones passing away, and little do we know, as hard as it is to say, we may also be an instrument to the issues that we're experiencing, you know? So, the type of foods that we eat, they're packed with the MSG and the aspartame, food coloring, and the hydrogenated oils. These things are killing us. These things are the reason why we have a high statistic to get heart attacks, strokes, you know what I'm saying, cancer of all different kinds, diabetes, you know, in different communities, these issues are not even existent, you know what I'm saying? And it's
right.
All on what we're putting in our body. You know, what you're putting in your body is either hurting you or making you feel better. It's not in between. It's one or the other. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the things that we grew up eating, I grew up eating, were bad for me. And, you know, I lived in Jamaica for a while, and Jamaica was different. I basically, maybe 60% of the food I ate came out of my yard. So you already know that
right.
There's a plant. Now, when I moved up here, I was eating school pizza. I was eating McDonald's. You know, they used to have like the 29-cent burger or whatever. And, you know, you get a gang of those. And I just wasn't eating right. And within months of moving back up here, my body hit it. And then every couple months or every couple weeks, or it got bad. So every other week I was in the hospital. So literally my body had zero nutrients. I was eating in my body. It's just creating plaque and causing myself a sickle. Foods are linked to cancer and diabetes and things like that. So I'm like, well, if they're linked to those things, they must be complicating, making my health more complicated.
For those of you, because you come American, you come a foreign, I get Americanized. For those of you just tuning in, we have Mr. TJ Brown. He's the president of Sickle Cell Natural Wellness Group. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that's doing amazing things. Mr. Brown, for those tuning in, and if those who are listening, if they would like to get you to come out to their organization or their company to speak, can you please give your contact information, your email, website, social media handle?
Okay, cool. So my website is S as in sickle, C as in cell, N as in natural, W as in wellness, scmwg.com, scmwg.com. My Instagram is TJ_saysnatural. Again, that's TJ_saysnatural. My phone number is 561-929-4454. And my email address, I'm going to give you guys an easy one. It's TJNLBwellness.com. That's TJNLB.com, and that's N for natural.
TJ, what's some of the steps that you take in order to stay healthy?
Okay, the first rule, try to be as stress-free as possible. Any type of negative vibes, anything that's stressful, I try to avoid it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to experience it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm not really running away from my problems because I deal with issues every day. It's just unnecessary issues I kind of just block out, you know, and I don't stress the little things in life. Having a good outlook on life, you know, maybe if I never thought I could make it, if I was always planning on, oh, I'm sick, poor me, I probably would never came up with a way out of it. You know, you have to be positive and believe that that anything's possible and, you know, good things happen. The other step is to eat at least 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Drinking at least 6 ounces of water and making sure sometimes it's alkaline water. And then for me, I have sickle cell, so I take Evenflow. It was something made for sickle cell by Dr. Ware of here in Florida. He does acupuncture medicine. And, I mean, I don't think I'd dive with that guy. So look up an acupuncturist in your area that has experience with sickle cell. Chinese medicine, they should know, because honestly, the first time, the first literature I really was talking about diet and all that stuff for sickle cell was from literally a Chinese website. So they actually have a history of sickle cell, so they would know how to treat it, you know, for like 1,000 years. The other thing I do for sickle cell, I try to eat berries or a green juice every day. And the other thing, which I'm kind of thinking of now, I hate to say it, is I drink coconut water with chlorophyll. If you drink a coconut water with chlorophyll every day, that should help moderate your blood. Now, the good thing about the reason why chlorophyll is so good for sickle cell is because it's anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, and it builds blood. If you look at the DNA code for chlorophyll and look at the DNA code for your hemoglobin, the only difference between your hemoglobin and chlorophyll are carried, and that is the only difference in the coding for those two things. And as you all know, chlorophyll comes from photosynthesis, which gives the green color.
Okay, you're fading in and out when you're talking. You're fading in and out, TJ.
My reception. I'm sorry.
That's okay, because I know you were talking about the chlorophyll. Yeah, you were talking about the chlorophyll, and that's so important in coconut water. And, you know, I tell my people the same thing. When I mean my people, when I'm talking on Facebook, if I call them my family, I tell them after exercising, instead of drinking water, drink coconut water, you know, and not the sugary kind. You know, if you can get the one that you can buy from the store and crack it open and drink that, that's even better, you know. So I'm glad you said, can you please go over this portion? I want you to go over, because I don't think they caught it. You mentioned the DNA in hemoglobin. Chlorophyll.
Okay.
Chlorophyll. Can you please
go
over
so
that
basically,
part?
Your hemoglobin has a certain coding as far as when you look at the chemical buildup or the DNA code. Same thing with chlorophyll. And the only difference between those is your hemoglobin is coated with a zinc, and your chlorophyll has magnesium, the same area. So basically, drinking chlorophyll and coconut water, it's like a blood transfusion in a glass. You know, the energy from the sun is what gives the leaves the green color, photosynthesis. And basically, you're getting energy from the sun when you drink that. And, I mean, that makes everything live. The sun gives life to the planet. If it wasn't for the sun, there would be no life on the planet. So when you eat plants that are directly getting the sun's energy and not going through an animal, you're cutting out the middleman, and it's better for you. It's less stressful on the body to digest.
Wow, I feel like I'm back in science class again. Photosynthesis, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now if you have a child who's, let's say, he wants to get into extracurricular activities, let's say football, and he's diagnosed with sickle cell, can he continue? Because you mentioned something about you need rest. Isn't that putting too much strain on your body?
Because I know sickle cell, especially I heard of a 10-year-old just the other day. He wants to play football, but he got sick. And that's and my advice for parents and for kids even that want to be active in sports is just don't overdo it. Know your limit. I want to fit in and stuff. We're not like the other kids, and it's better that we preserve and like quit while we're ahead sometimes, and not play stuff to beat and get tired. Sick. I used to wear myself out just all the time. If I knew what I knew, then I wouldn't have, you know, because I'm cooler thing being sick because I wouldn't rest, you know. So I would say just pace yourself. Simply put, just pace yourself. If you want to do sports, that's okay. Just pace yourself. And stay hydrated.
Now,
drink a lot of coconut water and a lot of water when you're doing sports.
Right. We definitely advocacy. Look, I am like, I don't know if you saw my big fat Greek wedding. The father's answer to everything, pimples, Windex. I have, you know, my stomach hurt, Windex. For me, that's coconut water and coconut oil, okay? Everything, and apple cider vinegar. Those three things, it cures it for me. It cures everything. You can clean your house. You can do everything, brush your teeth. So for me, every cure. Will I have a stomach ache? Jackie, coconut water or apple cider vinegar. Well, Jackie, my head hurt. I'm telling you, I tell all my friends that, and then they'll call me and say, wait a minute, it worked, you know. Okay, this is President Obama's last term. He calls you, you get a phone call, and he says, you know what, TJ, I'm going to appoint you as the ambassador for sickle cell. What two things would you like to work on improving and why?
Okay, protocol, sickle cell protocol. I would definitely want to change the way we're treated when we go to the ER and basically how it's treated on a whole. And the other thing would just be nutrition. I feel like there needs to be synergy in holistic wellness and actual medicine as well. So natural medicine and you know, regular medicine, they need to work together in sync. I feel like we pay a lot of attention to medicine, and we pay no attention to the food that we eat, and that plays a big part in how we feel. So those are the two things I would literally definitely want to change, and I think that would help the other, you know, communities as well.
Now, do you think a person, because I'm thinking, you know, you're diagnosed with sickle cell, you know, anyone's diagnosed with sickle cell, that has to play a lot. That's number one, that's stressful, and that has to play a lot on the mental psyche. Would you suggest that someone with sickle cell see a counselor? Like, did you see a counselor, or how did you work your way through that? Because that's traumatic. So how did you, you know, wrap your brain around? I knew at a certain age you were younger, but when you got to be an adult, how did that work for you, your mental
state?
Well,
it's definitely it can be challenging at some times, and sometimes it can break your spirit. I would say definitely seek a counselor, have some type of output, you know, whether it's the arts, whether it's sports, whether it's music, do something to get your mind off it. Distractions definitely work. Find something you love and do that. You know what I'm saying? Try to focus on that. Growing up, having adults around you that could talk to you about, you know, your feelings and help you with your goals and stuff is definitely important. And for someone with sickle cell, we're probably going to need a little more help than the regular person, especially as a child growing up. So just making sure that you have a counselor in school. There's something called like the 504 program, and they have other programs as well to help kids that are sick or disabled, that are sickly or disabled, that, you know, they can get extra time on their schoolwork so they don't fall behind in school. And, you know, there's always like tutors and stuff like that. I feel like mentorship is very important as well. I always aspired to have as much mentors around me as possible. I like to hang out with the older crowd because I feel like I learn so much from them. So being around a group that can teach you is always important. Find people that can pour into you. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when you're screened for sickle cell, what kind of screening is done, and is it harmful to have this screening performed?
No, it's just a simple blood test. So literally, there's a foundation that was just started, dedicated to the late Shakira Martin. She is Miss Universe, Miss Jamaica Universe, and she passed away from sickle cell. And she, like, her mother started a foundation, and they had like a media opening party at this place called Ginger Bay Cafe, in Hollywood, Florida, and they had a screening there. So it's very easy to do. A bunch of nurses volunteered, and they just had the equipment to test the blood. And, you know, they were able to let people know if they had the trait or not, just from a simple blood test. So it's not harmful. Maybe if you're not comfortable with needles, it may be, a little harder for you, but it's like a day at the doctor getting a blood test.
How easy for you to say day at the doctor. But anyway, I see. Now, you said you have a son, and you're talking to him about sickle cells. That's a conversation you're going to have with him, or you've had with him. Now, what are the things will you have to tell him? Like, when he has the trait, when does the trait, is it possible for that to become a full-blown sickle cell? Or let's say if he's dating someone, it would, to me, make sense for them to get, screened as well, because what happens if that person also has the trait?
Right. Yeah, so I mentioned before, it's important for anyone to do that. And I've already spoken to him about one thing he always says to me is, get older, I want to go places and talk about sickle cell like you, Daddy. So I know that he's going to be an advocate for sickle cell. He talks about he's already, like, really into eating greens. And, I wish I could record him half the time he's saying things. But just today, he was drinking all of my green juice, being like, oh, I love this green juice. Can I have some more? It tastes good, you know? So just stuff like that is, like, it's mind-blowing that a four-year-old is like that already. But I have an impression on the people he's around because of how he's being grown.
That's right. Now, you have this nonprofit organization. What, if any, can someone out there do for your organization? Like, if they need to donate, what are you looking for? Please put that out there on the platform because, you know, we have these nonprofit organizations and you get on a platform and no one really speaks about what's needed. And you're basically giving. So we need to know what is it that you're needing.
Okay, well, I would say the top of the list is a grant writer. There's a lot of grants out there for wellness initiatives and initiatives of the arts, which we're definitely into. The second thing would just be more people talking about sickle cell. Donating is definitely a big thing. We also host events. We're willing to travel and speak and literally moderate a whole entire event and plan it and everything. So we can literally educate the public on anything they need to know as far as health and wellness and how to use the resources in the community to help each other. So those are the resources we look for, whether it's a grant writer, money, and just people giving us opportunity to speak at different places, just an opportunity to spread the word. These are things we definitely take with open hands. Also, in-kind donations. For example, we've gotten gift cards from different stores, from restaurants, and we were able to use that to raffle off, or we're able to give that to a family that is in need. We've had, like, Whole Foods and Publix sponsor us, and we give wellness baskets to children and our families with sickle cell. So there's many different ways that we use our resources. We go to churches, homes, schools, and hospitals. So if anyone wants to donate, I don't know, some type of Uber gift card, I don't know if that stuff exists, but stuff like that, just pretty much anything, any resource we get, we use it. You know what I'm saying? Money is definitely a big thing, though, as far as nonprofits go, because we work solely off donations. So we can definitely do a lot more, given more.
Right. How long has your nonprofit been in existence?
Since 2010. August of 2010.
So for those listening out there, he's looking for in-kind donations. He's looking for a grant writer. That's the biggest. That's the top of the list. Everyone needs a grant writer. And, you know, if he can get more of these resources, it's the more things that he can do. And, you know, he goes out there and he moderates panels. He's out there in the churches. So he's, you know, an advocate, obviously. So, and he talks about health and wellness. Now, and it's so important to me because I'm telling you, I love everyone, but I have a special place in my heart for my plant-based community, because now everyone realized you have to go back to the basics. You have to go back to, you know, let your body heal thyself. Where now we know we shouldn't get stressed because what stress does, but somehow when you get diseased or you're diagnosed with a chronic illness, you know you have to manage that stress. How do you manage your stress?
Managing stress, meditating helps me. I really try not to worry about things. I let things go. I try to let things slide. I try not to make a bad situation happen twice. You know, just try not to think about it. I've always kind of had a positive outlook on life. And, managing stress is just kind of like, it comes second nature to me. If I find that a certain task is too stressful or someone's not easy to be around, you know, I just won't be around that person. Being when I was younger, I used to go out and party, and being at the club where people are smoking cigarettes, you know, we're having fun. It may not seem stressful, but me inhaling secondhand smoke for like several hours, I would get sick. And then I realized that's a stressful environment for my lungs. So I don't go to smoky clubs anymore. So it's kind of like, you know, in life, everything affects you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, or physically, and that's either in a good way or a bad way. So you just kind of got to be able to pay attention to that, you know, and learn to eliminate and add. Eliminate what stresses you and eliminate the negative and add the positive.
You spread your message through poetry, art, and music, and you do a lot of collaborations. Do you have a little poem you could say right now, or no? Am I putting you on the spot?
No.
A quickie.
I would say no. The only reason, okay, so I wouldn't call it poetry, okay? I don't really have anything sickle cell themed, but people would probably call what I do conscious rap sometimes. So I'll do a little quick one. Okay, watch out, Adam and Eve. Don't you know the poison trees of GMOs and dead clones will invade your homes? Check the message, see? MSU will be the death of thee, but we're overlords. They can't mess with we. And then I'll do another one. Overlord's the name of our band. I have a hip-hop band. Okay, so here's another one. Cities resemble scenes of Soylent Green. I have my cheer while peeps are asleep. I'm sipping on herb tea. Girls love weed. She's intrigued because we're living life differently. We're focused, nerdy. Food stay earthy. X'd out the pesticides and man-made chemicals. Are you vexed at the truth? Then flatline. I'm electrified. Surprise. That's a rap. It's like to a song, but that's just something like memorized.
No, it was good. I like both of them. It was really good. I'm telling you, when I look up and I start doing some stuff in Jamaica, because we got to go back to Jamaica and give back. You know what I'm saying? We definitely do. So, you know, when it's time, we definitely going to link up. And when Natural Hair Mag and I, when we do the traveling and we get up to Florida, we're definitely going to hit you up and get you to be a part of what we're doing, you know, because we get speakers and things like that. 2 weeks ago, we had Dwele. He, you know, of course, we had some performers. We had Vivian Green. It was really, really wonderful. We had a Dr. Rodney Nash. He talks about DNA mapping. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal guy. So, you know, it's just, again, I am so proud because you're using your platform. You're using your voice. And wherever I am, and if I'll definitely give you a platform to speak because it's so important. Because as I said, TJ, I did not know anything, basically, when it comes to sickle cell. Other than T-Boz had sickle cell. But listening to you today, it's allowing me, you know, I'm like, wow, I know more than I did before, the conversation that we're having, because I don't consider this an interview, a conversation. And I want other people and people out there to understand the importance, because I think right now we're so focused on cancer, which is, you know, that's good, but there are also other diseases out there that we need to, that needs the funding, that needs us to shed light on it, because I really don't know of anyone else who has sickle cell. So my question to you is, do you think the media and any celebrity out there with sickle cell, do you think they're doing enough to educate the public?
Well, I mean, it's, I don't want to say that people aren't doing enough, but I could definitely say more can be done. I feel like a lot of times when sickle cell is mentioned in the media and entertainment, it's kind of like a joke. They make a joke about it. A lot of comedians mention sickle cell and all that stuff, and it's funny, ha, ha, ha. But no, it's not funny, and, you know, we're dealing with a lot of issues that the community, we're literally dying from. Our loved ones are dying. We're suffering. We're not able to work. We're not able to go to school. When we go to certain hospitals, we get treated badly. So this is something that needs to be taken care of. I've had health professionals like nurses say, oh, you can't die from sickle cell, or only black people get sickle cell. I've literally heard that from people. So that being said, from our caretakers at the hospital that are trained to take care of us, no, there's definitely more that needs to be done. There needs to be more education. I feel like doctors need to be reading new literature, new information about sickle cell, same thing for the nurses, and we need to pay attention to a protocol. We need to have a protocol. It needs to be spoken about a lot more. There needs to be more money. They fund for sickle cell. They fund they fund illnesses that literally is like 20,000 people in the population, but yet sickle cell is over 100,000, and we get less funding than a group of people that have only 20,000 people in America with the issue. So there's definitely a lot of different things that can be done and could be done more to change the status of sickle cell.
Now, you have a daily do's and don'ts. Can you list three out there that I'd like you to, you know, you choose any three, because you have a lot, any three on there, because I want anyone who knows someone who has sickle cell, maybe this may resonate.
Okay. One second.
And I'd like to post this definitely too on my site and direct people back to you, because I think this is very well thought out, well written, that people to, you know, that everyone needs to know about this.
Yeah, so, okay, so I'll try to say ones I never mentioned before, because I mention a lot. One is you get involved in the holistic health community. I think that's very important. You can definitely learn how to help yourself and ones around you. Holistic health is a big thing. It's literally how our ancestors took care of themselves, and we got to pay attention to that because they were living longer than us. Breathing exercises is a very big one. We breathe involuntarily, so we don't really practice to breathe deep. Diaphragmatical breathing is a very big thing. The yogis and the people that study yoga and the big, like, you know, meditators, they really practice and study and focus on the breathing. Breathing deep gives the body more oxygen than just regular breathing. It gives the body more oxygen. So that's definitely something that you should do almost every day. Try to do it for at least 5 minutes a day. You can go for a minute at a time, but take time, whether you're driving in your car or you're sitting there watching TV or you're reading a magazine, just take a couple seconds to breathe deep, because that will definitely help the body. That helps with stress as well. That's a good another one is be aware of your blood counts. A lot of people, some people may not know their average blood count, which is very important. Knowing your average blood count and knowing where your numbers are very important, because then you know what's normal and what's abnormal. You know, your iron level, your platelet count, your hemoglobin count, these things are very important. So those are the three things I would mention for someone with sickle cell. Let's do some don'ts. Do I have some time to do some don'ts?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so don't would be don't expose yourself to extreme cold or heat. So if you know that there's a place that's very cold, try to layer up. If you know it's cold outside, layer up. Don't try to be cool and dressing your shorts or whatever, you're going to feel it in the long run. Layer up. It doesn't matter if everyone else is wearing shorts. If you're feeling cold, wear warm clothes, because your blood will start to coagulate and you'll start to feel pain because of the lack of blood flow because of the cold weather. And one is don't expose yourself to common viruses. If you know that someone's sick, try not to be around them for that time. People with sickle cell have a lowered immune system, so it's quicker for us to cold, the flu, whatever's going around. So try to stay away from that stuff. Another thing is don't avoid soda, avoid junk foods, avoid fried foods. Do not eat processed or preserved foods. These foods are meant to live on the shelf, and basically when you're eating them, they're just staying in your body. They're not breaking down nutrients. It's just stagnant in your body. That's why people have colon cancer. That's why people have so much plaque in their veins. That's why there's so much cancer prevalent. So that's pretty much it.
Now, you mentioned, you know, there was something here when I told someone, you know, you got to slow down your alcohol, you know, you can't do that. And, of course, I got some, not some great things when I said that to them. So we went through the do's and the don'ts, and I definitely would like to post this. If you could leave a gemstone or something, you know, that people should remember over and over again, what would you like people who are listening to this interview to know or to remember when it comes to sickle cell?
It's one of the most painful things that a human can experience. That's the first thing. The second thing is if you are not even connected to someone with sickle cell and you're listening to this, do research on sickle cell. Find your local sickle cell support group in your area and try to get involved. We do need the help, and you know there's a lot of work to be done, and there's people out there that we can help. And when you see someone, you know, in help, and you help them, and you don't ask for anything back, it's one of the best feelings ever. Being able to change someone's life, being able to see someone go back to school, or be able to stay out the hospital, and, you know, just not even without them saying thanks, but when they say thanks, it's so rewarding, you know, when they're like, you know, you changed my life, you know, you helped me, helped my family. Just to see people not in pain or in suffering, you know, it should be a common human trait to want to help one another. So just that alone, you know, when it comes to sickle cell, help one another and go out and help someone with sickle cell. Or, you know, get involved and learn about sickle cell and see how you can help the people in your community.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I don't know. But if I'm still here, no matter where I'm at, I'll still be a sickle cell advocate. So I see myself, you know, being a good father. My son in 5 years will be like, he'll be 9. So that would be pretty exciting to see, watch him get older. I definitely want to be able – I don't want to be the face of sickle cell or anything, but I definitely want sickle cell to be a household name. So hopefully in 5 years, there's a lot more support for sickle cell. There's a lot more clinics out there. There's a lot more information. You know, hopefully I'm able to start some community farms, community self-farming or something like that. Something that the community can get involved, grow their own food and eat their own food, and it's cost effective. It doesn't cost too much money. You know, a lot of people say organic food is expensive. So breaking the myth about organic food and making healthy food less expensive for people would be a great thing to be able to do.
Now, is there a website that someone can go and do some research that you would suggest that they can find out more about sickle cell?
Well, yeah, I have on my website, scnwg.com. There's a lot of information for sickle cell, and there's also links to other websites. If you actually go to sickle cell, scnwg.com/resources, there's a lot of links to other websites that educate people on sickle cell, and there's websites on there with lists of, like, different clinics in different areas, even parts of Africa and stuff like that, that treat sickle cell.
I like the fact that you're giving back. You know, you have this chronic illness and you're giving back. How important is it that you think others should give back, TJ?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
How important is it that you think that we should all give back? Because some, you know, people complaining that the millennials are all about self, 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 me, 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 And I'm not going to say I agree with that, but I do agree. I'm finding a lot more people that are selfish, that have and don't share, or they're not giving back. How important is it that people give back?
It's very important. You know, and when you give back, you get, even though that shouldn't be your first concern. It's just very important. I mean, I always grew up thinking, like, the Good Samaritan was the coolest guy ever, you know, to be able to see someone that needed help and to help them. I think that's so cool. And, I mean, that is, you know, one hand washes the other. We're in this together on this giant rock floating through space, and the only reason why we're able to even still be here is the little good that we do. So just imagine if we do more good, you know what I'm saying? We'll be more united, you know, people wouldn't be starving, you know, there would be no poor. So I feel like giving back and helping others is the only survival humans thrive.
You know, and it's important that people understand, not only this young man is giving back, he's won some awards. He was featured on the local TBN program, Joy in Your Town, in our town in 2010. He was awarded the Entrepreneur Award by Leaders Recognizing Leaders in 2012. He was awarded in 2013 the Sickle Cell Advocate of the Year by Sickle Cell. I mean, you know, so this young man is doing major, major things. Yeah, and TJ, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show, but before we wrap up, can you please give your social media handle and how people can get in touch with you again?
Okay, and I hope to do more. You know, thank you very much, but I honestly feel like we can all do more, and I really hope I can do more in the coming years. So my contact information is, again, simply put, scnwg.com. My email is tjnobwellness@gmail.com. My Instagram is tj_saysnatural, and if you ever want to call or shoot me a text, 24 hours, it doesn't matter, 561-929-4454.
Wow. Again, it was an honor having you on the show, TJ, and again, anything that I can do, if you have articles or if you have something you want to post and you want me to share, please reach out to Women Are Worthy Radio, because the whole point, I mean, the thesis purpose if we're not helping. And again, I created this platform so we can amplify the voices of people who are necessarily not getting heard. And I consider you a celebrity because someone asked me, well, you know, I'm not a celebrity. Why should I do the show? Yes, you are a celebrity. Someone may not be asking you for your autograph right now, but you are a celebrity. You're doing things in the community that's helping the community. You know what I'm saying? And it does take a village. You can't do things by yourself. So I'm trying to be the connector of people in the villages because, again, you know, I was very impressed by you. I called you at the last minute because I found out my girlfriend's son was – he has sickle cell, and I wanted to know more about it. And after doing further research, you know, I saw all the myths that are out there, and you are the perfect person because, again, on this show, we advocate, and I'm for plant-based lifestyle, veganism, you know, acupuncture, acupressure, all the you can say, you know, and the meditation and the cupping and you name it. That's what I'm all about, the Eastern meets Western. You know, I'm all into that. But more importantly, I'm trying to cultivate relationships because I can't live in this village by myself. I need help. So the fact that you have taken, so was so gracious to take your time to be on the show, I thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Well, you're going to be back on again because we're going to do part two, part three, part four, part five. We're going to do more things. So, again, you know, we had the wonderful, wonderful founder of Sickle Cell Wellness Group, Inc. That's a nonprofit organization. We had Mr. TJ Brown, and we're going to have him on the show again because, again, this, you know, we have to spread the word. We have to spread the word. We constantly hear cancer, 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 cancer. We don't hear enough about sickle cell. So this is just the beginning of so many, you know, conversations to come with Mr. TJ Brown. And with that said, I want everyone to go out, live your best life. Have a wonderful day. Tell someone that you love them. And even if you don't like them, just tell them you like them. Okay? Because let's just be positive. So with that said, good night, everyone. Have a great day. Bye, TJ. We're going to speak again, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.